Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
When you lose your hair, you lose your confidence. Cam Jansen here, and that's why Hans Wyman is introducing a new offer for our listeners. Call 844-909-4267 now to schedule an artist hair restoration procedure, and you will receive a PRP treatment absolutely free. This treatment is the perfect complement to using the Artist Robotics hair treatment. This is a $1,900 value that is now available to you for free when you schedule an Artist procedure. Simply put, the Artist Robotics hair system combined with the PRP treatment uses the latest technology for the best possible result, but you need to book your appointment now. Schedule a free hair and scalp analysis to find out if this is a right treatment plan for you. Call 1-844-909-HANS to save up to $1,900 off this hair restoration treatment package. Restrictions apply, so call now for more information. 1-844-909-HANS or go to HansHairLoss.com.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
For the best fantasy draft experience there is, purchase a fantasy season ticket from The Post. Ticket includes 3-hour draft room reservation, digital draft system with app and draft board, in-round draft specials, commission championship kits, and a 2-hour in-season pizza and pitcher party for the league. Select extras include an MVP draft package, and you can even add a draft hostess. All that's left for you to do is pick a date and a Post Sports Bar and Grill location. For more information, go to thepostsportsbar.com/fantasy. Stay posted, my fantasy friends.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
What does USDA prime beef really mean? You usually won't find USDA prime meat at your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by the finest upscale restaurants. Of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified USDA prime. But at Surf and Sirloin, located eastbound Manchester just west of 270, that's what's for dinner. The USDA prime New York strip ribeye and porterhouse. And Surf and Sirloin is also now hiring servers, hostess, and bartender positions. Call 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, the Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Finally trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Finally trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
I'm Cliff LaPlante, owner of Smash It. Remember, stlsmash.com. Smash It is a mobile waste compaction truck that arrives on site and crushes waste in 20, 30, or 40-yard open-top dumpsters. My customers save up to 60% on their hauling costs by replacing costly hauls with Smashes. Plus, they get up to 40% capacity back in their container. Stop paying for air to be hauled away with Smash It. The first 5 new customers on a 6-month contract get tickets in my suite for the Cards game on September 22nd. Check us out and watch our video at stlsmash.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Sexy intercourse.
From it, from it, loose and up. We're about to get Vineyard Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 29th edition of Pinions Playhouse. I don't know why I keep thinking it's Thursday. I can't get that
it
out of my head.
Thursday.
I know. It's Wednesday. I don't know what day it is. I just think it's Thursday. I think I'm going to leave here today and woo, I'll be back after Labor Day. Yeah, I do. I'm going to be back tomorrow. Labor Day weekend is coming up. Welcome. It's August 29th. This edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by Window World, a fantastic product, a fantastic company, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We'll talk more after this.
Hey!
Our control board operator for the past year.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow, it's gone by quickly.
We should have gotten, like, the date, the first day, so we could have, like, an anniversary, like, the one-year anniversary of you running the control board. You know what the date was?
I haven't got a clue, because I know it started with you at the old place. How about we just go from, like, a year from the official date that we started on here? That way we can, like, you know,
well,
we can get
we'll
a party ready.
Well, then we'll all celebrate the same year.
Exactly. We can
October
get a party, a cake,
2nd.
Everything. Yeah.
I know exactly when that is. I don't want a cake.
I want a cake.
I'm struggling. Okay, we'll get you a cake. Because I'm struggling with weight. Tim, we struggle. Dan, nah, do you ever have to worry about weight, really, Dan?
A little
bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not that much.
Dan just wants a pack of smokes. Yeah.
Get Dan a case of cigarettes. Get yourself a case of cigarettes.
All
and
right.
then a cake for you and Dan. And Tim and I will just watch you guys kill yourselves. We are brought to you by Window World, as I said. Let me introduce this control board operator soon to celebrate an official year. 19 years, the folks in Great Britain had the pleasure of his company. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. He's Trevor Limey Limestone. Philip, say hello to all the listeners.
Hello to everybody out there. I know that Frank is trying not to eat many snacks. That's why, more often than not, I bring in cookies before the show starts.
Yeah, stop the music. I want people to know how, honestly, how mean we are to each other. I made it really clear not long ago that I am really trying not to eat. So the minute I said it, here he comes with 6 pizzas, and then he's got these jelly chocolate chip cookies.
Mm.
There they are in a plastic container. So I should never have said it because Because we're mean to each other. Start the music again.
He helped me, though, today.
Did I?
Yes, how? Because I wanted to go have a malt.
That's right.
I wanted to go up.
He told you not to do it?
The way. No, he brought in the cookies, and it kind of solved my sweet tooth.
Ah, cut the craving.
Yeah.
In the glass cube, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, it's none other than Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And thank you, Limey.
Well, when we started here, I thought this next guy had one job. I thought, well, he's our newsman. And then quickly I realized he had another job. And I realized he has a third job. He's a newsman. He's head of research. You think this is easy? Head of the entire research department of this show. But he's also something else. No, you're not listening to the audio of some television that's on TV Land where the Rockford Files is coming on. That's the theme song of the Rockford Files, a show about a private investigator, which is what this guy is. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. If you have somebody who owes you money and you need somebody to walk you through the process of how to sue them, how to get them served, and then how to collect or how to garnish their wages, I can walk you through the whole process. Just email me for a free consultation, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All righty, Hey, I didn't sleep well last night, okay? I need a lot of sleep. Aww. Not sure why. Try that again. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, Jen.
Red Boy's telling me, he's telling me he didn't sleep either. Huh? Kept having nightmares. That he lived, you lived in a world without what?
Cheese.
A world without cheese.
Well, that was a nightmare.
For him, that is a nightmare. Show your appreciation, because I don't think enough people do, for great polka music. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Window World. Let me try to explain why it is a pleasure to speak for this company. One, they make a terrific product that's a great value. Two, they are a pleasure to work with. Three, it's a very charitable company. When some companies make a lot of money, they just take that money and buy things. And some companies give back and they put some of that profit into what they think is a great cause, and there certainly is St. Jude Children's Hospital. And Window World has given over $1 million to St. Jude. And Window World hasn't been around nearly as long as a lot of other window companies. Their window companies have been around for decades. When do you think the first window was invented? Is that anything that's not something we could ever actually find out? The first glass window. I mean, that had to, 400 years ago?
Oh, 300? Not way
reference.com says during the Roman Empire.
Yeah. Ooh, that's more than 400.
That's absolutely is.
3500 BC.
Now, how did somebody stumble on to making glass that was clear? I know that if lightning strikes sand, okay, it can melt the sand and you've got like a hard crystal. Sure. But to make it in a sheet and clear, who did that?
It
somebody,
is pretty amazing when you
somebody
think about
in history is not getting credit.
The Chinese.
Was it the Chinese?
1730 BC. They found artifacts in ancient China dating that far back that were made out of glass.
Wow.
Hang on.
We do? Are you kidding me?
I understand we have on live by satellite. He was listening on the app, Mr. Tongmang Songqing.
Oh.
He is the curator of the Glass Museum over in Singapore, and he would like to talk to us about the origin of glass.
It's all yours, sir.
Glass. Window.
Glass and window.
What he said was, it was here in China where we were the first to create glass in a clear sheet form, and we were the ones who decided to call it the window. That's what he said in Chinese.
See, what I thought he said was, people who live in glass houses should wear robes.
hang on one second. What is it, sir?
Well, you got the woodburn stupid.
I think we know what he just said. Yeah.
What? Thank God Dan got it.
So we are brought to you by Window World. I'm sure they're very grateful to whoever it was that invented the first pane of glass. And now they have many centuries later been able to provide you with probably the greatest value in the entire window world. See what I did there? Window World, and that's their name. Window World, if you want to know more about this, the preferred window, the St. Louis Blues, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States, just go to windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I miss Johnny Cash. I'm sorry he's dead. I am. I don't like it. I don't like it when several people start dying and you realize, oops, my group is next. Well, that is Johnny Cash. It's not Bill Cleveland, but he can sing this song, and it would probably all be true. He's been about everywhere. He's in Traverse City, Michigan, and he has brought you, what did I just mention? Window World. Yeah, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. From Traverse City, Michigan, where he was yesterday, but he had just arrived, so he didn't have a lot to tell us. That should change today. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mr. On the Road himself, Bill Cleveland.
Wow.
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
They're here for you.
They sure are. How are y'all today?
We're great. How are you?
Johnny Cash was 71 when he died.
Too young.
Yeah, way too. I thought he was much older.
I would have, too. I would have thought he was older. So, you've had a day to discover whatever there is in Traverse City. What do you have?
Yeah, doing well. I had some rough weather last night and this morning. Tornado warnings and lots of power lines down. And
same
so
here.
Kind of a rough morning here in Traverse City. But now I have to mention this real quick. I just told Dan I just wrapped up a tour of a former insane asylum here in Traverse City.
Hey, hold on. Get that music.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got some special music for you while you're talking about the insane asylum.
Well, so I toured. First of all, it's beautiful. It looks like a castle. I mean, it was just really well built. And the good thing is, I guess, this wasn't one where they, you know, sort of, you know, had people up on chains or were torturing them or anything like that. This was actually a decent place where they really tried to help these folks and sort of treat them like humans. I don't know that we need the music, but whatever.
We're enhancing. What do you mean you don't know you don't need the music? That's sort of...
Well, I don't really have any creepy stories to share necessarily.
It's an insane asylum. Of course, that in itself is a kind of a creepy thing. It's an insane asylum.
Here's what I have to tell you.
Bill, if we stop the music, it makes it sound like you're the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, go
ahead. God almighty.
It sounds kind of like Chucky's coming, doesn't it? Chucky's right around the corner. Okay, go ahead.
I'll just make something up now. That's creepy. No, so I show up for this tour, and there were about 25 people that took the tour, and for the tour guides, I'm sorry, Dan, I'm speaking here.
Stop the music right now. Stop the music. I've said before, we never know, on any given day, somebody from a big radio station might be listening who might want to hire us. Now, Dan, you just cost us jobs.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Right then they go, no, we don't want those jerks. They're not funny, and they interrupt each other. So today now has been blown. We have hope that tomorrow another station will be listing. Bill, I'm so sorry. What, Tim?
I actually, as director of research for the show, I actually contacted every radio executive within a 300-mile radius, and none of them said they'd ever heard of you or this station. So I don't think we have to worry about
maybe
that.
Maybe tomorrow they'll have heard of us.
Accidents happen.
All right, start the music again.
Tomorrow.
Right, continue, Bill.
Yes, sir. So I sat there and, you know, we're waiting for the tour guides to get going, and you know how people are. You know, it's kind of introducing them. So, hey, where are you from? Hey, where are you from? And so someone asked me, and I said, well, I'm from St. Louis. And so sitting next to me were these two older ladies sitting next to me, and they both turned around. And they said, hey, we're from St. Louis. And so we started chatting a little bit, and they said, why are you here? And I said, well, I'm a travel writer. And the one gal goes, oh, my God. She goes, are you Bill Cleveland?
Oh, come on now. Oh, that had to make your day. That had to make your day. How old were these ladies?
Their names were Sandy and Marilyn. I made sure to get their names.
Wait, hold on. You said their names were
Sandy and Marilyn?
Yeah, you got it, Dan. Sandy and Marilyn.
Now it's clear. How old do you think they were?
Oh, man. I hope, well, like, obviously, if they're not listening, obviously, they're here. I would say 70, maybe.
Did you get any?
In the insane asylum, yeah. But very nice ladies, and so wanted to make sure I mentioned that. But I will mention, so I was a guided tour, obviously, a walking tour of this place, and, you know, I don't know how many folks are going to be coming through Traverse City anytime soon. Obviously, the weather's changing, and this is not a destination. Well, you can come up here, obviously, in the winter, but most people come here in the spring and the summer. But there are a lot of places where you can go, and you can find stuff similar to this and do these walking tours and learn a lot of really interesting history and see some pretty cool stuff. One that's closer to home would be St. Joseph, Missouri. There is a former mental hospital. You've probably heard of that one. And that is creepy. That is big time creepy, where they actually had these, what I would call, torture devices that they used on people. And they weren't necessarily doing it to torture them. They just didn't know how to help people who had these problems. Okay. And so you see a lot of these machines that they would use. And you talk about, it's very, very creepy.
That shock therapy stuff?
Yeah, well, worse than shock therapy, I think. I mean, they just had all of these. This is the one in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm talking about. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the name of the hospital, but I've been there. But just really, really creepy. I mean, like these wooden boxes. They would put people in these boxes, and they would put people in these things where their arms would be stretched. I mean, it was just really weird stuff. But they didn't know how to cure these people.
At any point when you're going through on the tour, did it just sort of occur to you that maybe when it was over and you got ready to leave, that somebody in a white coat might have said, where are you going? And you said, oh, I'm leaving. The tour is over. I'm just with the tour group. And they go, sure you are. Come on. Let's go back to your room now. And you go, no, really, I'm not kidding. And then they drag you off, a couple of people in white coats, and then we never see you again. There have been movies like that.
What was the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, that's right.
Shutter Island.
Yeah.
Shutter Island.
Great movie.
That is a good one.
What's interesting about this place is that now, so it's owned by the state. The property is owned by the state. So there are buildings on the property that have not been refurbished or, you know, whatever. But the main part of the insane asylum, they're now condos. And people actually live in this place.
Mm.
I wouldn't. Would you live?
Are they crazy?
I think I could if there was.
I don't know. That's a bit creepy.
Why? There's nothing about that lingers in a room that because somebody there was insane. Would you catch insanity?
You know, I did surveillance one time over in Illinois on the same street that the guy that killed his wife and strangled his kids. Over there in Columbia, Illinois.
Coleman?
Yeah, Christopher Coleman.
Yeah.
And I did surveillance, and the house was still, like, you know, boarded up somewhat. And not boarded up, but the curtains drawn. Well, I got out of my car because there was one window open. I went in there, like, to peek in there, and it was creepy. Just the hair on my neck just stood up. I'm thinking, I wonder if somebody will live in this house. I wonder if somebody will actually take a deal and move into the house where the guy killed his wife and
kids. I think they tore it down.
Did they?
I think so.
I'm going to look it up.
I can't understand why somebody wouldn't want to live in a house where kids were murdered. I guess I could get that. Because in the night, you'd hear them screaming.
It sold.
Oh, it did?
It sold this year. Yeah.
Wow.
Still up.
I thought they tore it down.
Yeah. The only other thing I'll quickly add here, for folks who love wine, I actually did a wine tasting today, and you guys know I am not a drinker, and I got a little tipsy doing the wine tasting today, which was sort of an interesting experience. But for people who, yeah, Trevor, I know like that. For people who do like wine, though, maybe most people know wine, know this already. I did not know this. This part of Michigan is huge for wine because they are on the 45th parallel, which apparently is like one of the best places on the planet to grow things like cherries and grapes. And so there are about 45 different wineries here.
Wow.
In the Traverse City area. And so if you're a big wine drinker, come up here because they are everywhere. And they all kind of have their own little identity. And of course, you see the vineyards everywhere when you're driving around. So pretty cool. So check that out if you like wine.
Mike Evans will be moving from Dallas to Traverse City.
Yeah, to Traverse City. So I guess that's about it. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. You're welcome. See you.
All the crazy people are there behind him.
Bill Cleveland,
this house
courtesy of, got to do this or we're off the air, Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Yes, Tim.
Christopher Coleman's house was purchased at auction by a bank for $256,000 in May of 2010, and it did not sell until this year, and the listing price was dropped to $181,000.
Whoa.
So it was dropped $75,000. Nobody lived in it for 8 years, and it dropped in price by $75,000.
Well, it's a bargain, and for somebody who that won't bother, and I'm sure a lot of people that wouldn't bother them, and I can understand where some people it would. So good for them; they got a good deal and a good price on the house. Even though they'll probably start to notice every time they want to throw a party, nobody wants to come. You know, where do you live again? No. No, no, we're busy. We can't come. I think there are people that wouldn't even want to go in that house.
See, I'm the creepy kind of guy that I would want to go. I would want to go into that house and walk around and look. Just to see yeah. Just to see it, you know, no. just to feel it. It would be weird.
No.
Yeah.
And you ever, well, it's like going to any memorial. I mean, you go to Michael Brown Memorial where he was shot. Here, you know, people want to visit that site.
It's no different than Auschwitz. You know, I mean, it's not. People want to go there and
Walk into one of the gas ovens.
Feel for how horrible.
Have you heard what an artist from Israel did? Because you know how, you know, the selfie culture right now is pretty nuts.
This happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah, people were going around Auschwitz and they were taking these stupid poses with their selfie sticks. Right. Like there was one guy juggling balls while he was standing in between these two mass graves, right?
Yeah.
So what the guy from Israel did was he photoshopped where these people are. And he got pictures that were like that were taken actually during World War II, like when the death camps were open. And he just superimposed these idiots from nowadays into the old pictures.
Yeah, well, that's
see
wrong.
See how they feel
that,
about
yeah,
it.
That's flat wrong. That's just yeah. There's I don't know even the word for that. What do we go? Oh, I know. I there's somebody who's on after us. I can remember who it is. I just remembered. It's Larry Connors. I was going to do this story, but I'm going to leave it for Larry to do. There's a Republican political candidate who used the word monkey, and now he is immediately labeled a racist. Larry will have the full story. You probably know that Tiger Woods has come under attack because he said, basically what he said was no matter who the president is, you have to respect the office. Well, now there's people all upset at Tiger. He had an opportunity to dump on Trump, and he didn't take it. What he said, I think, was absolutely the right, no matter who the president is, you respect the office. Smart. Way to go, Tiger. And Larry's going to have more on that. If you've ever gotten upset trying to open an over-the-counter bottle of something, and some of those bottles are very tough to open, Limey is too young to remember, but many of us remember the Tylenol, the whole big deal with the Tylenol bottles. And Larry's going to take you back to that. And a part of the story that many people may not know, I think I know what that part is. I think I know what he's going to have, but we'll listen together and find out. And visitors to one beach are being terrorized by a dolphin that's acting very strangely. and Larry will tell you why. Larry Connors, USA, on in less than half an hour. My son and his wife and my grandson moved in their house this past weekend, and I want to acknowledge, since Monday is Labor Day, and I'm not a laborer. I was, when I was a young man and in late teens, but I'm not a laborer. But I want to take a minute to thank everybody who is. And what caused this was I went over while they were moving deliberately after all the heavy stuff had been done. And Fry Wagner is the company. I'll just give them a free fat plug. I was beyond impressed with this company. If when we ever have to move, I'm calling for this Fry Wagner, because I used to move furniture before I got married. It's a back-breaking. I did it with a furniture store, not a moving company, but it's tough work. And these guys, they put cardboard and taped it down like it was carpet everywhere they were going to walk, and then they padded all the corners they were going to go around so they wouldn't nick any door frames. Very impressive.
Wow. That's very considerate.
Yeah, and it was a crew of like six or seven guys, and they were really good.
Hey, did they use those, did you see those straps that go on your forearms and stuff, and
sure,
you can pick anything up? It's like crazy.
They use everything.
Yeah. I just had a new stainless steel refrigerator delivered to my house 2 weeks ago, and these two little guys showed up in a delivery truck, and I could not believe they put these straps on their arms.
Yeah.
Just on their arms, and carried this thing instead of like having to wheel it on a dolly or whatever.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. But I watched them take some heavy stuff upstairs, and just the way they did it, step by step, so careful. But it reminded me, and it reminded all of us, that Monday is Labor Day, and while we need all kinds of people to do all kinds of jobs, I think sometimes the forgotten people are the people who actually make up most of this country. Most of this country is not CEOs or people in suits and ties or women with briefcases in board meetings. It's people out today working on the roads, and carpenters and plumbers and electricians and people who work in factories. So to all of you, who, you know what we should have played? Alabama, 40-hour week. That's a great song. How fast can you? No, we don't have time. You know what? We don't have time. We don't have time. I wish we did. I apologize. I should have played that. The song by Alabama, and it's a salute to the assembly line workers and the fire, everybody. So to all of you, thank you. There are those of us who do appreciate what you do. Even though you're never sort of put up on that pedestal that white-collar and executive people are. Well, you should be. You should be. Scott Sherman's on tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Don't forget about that. If you need free legal advice, he'll be here to give that to you. There's a guy in Maryville, Missouri. Anybody know where that is? I'm not really sure where Maryville, Missouri is. I know where Maryville, Illinois is, but not very Maryville. Maryville, Missouri. Okay, I told you I didn't sleep last night. And every once in a while I see a story and I think, life is the weirdest thing, and there's certain things we'll never explain. This guy's 35 years old. His name was Ryan Browning from Maryville. Fishing on the bank yesterday. Lightning. Dead.
Oh, whoa!
No. Struck by lightning, just a nice day fishing on the bank.
Wow.
Now, the expression, your number's up, this, I guess in this case, you just got to think, well, it was, wow, really was his time to go.
Maryville University is where Northwest Missouri State University is. It's way up in the northwest part of the state. And speaking of that story, there's an AM and a PM person I want to give a quick shout out to. He's actually my cousin. His name's Eric Gaddy. He was driving by a neighbor's house in O'Fallon, Missouri, earlier this week, and watched and saw the house get struck by lightning, and it caught on fire.
Whoa!
And wow, he and another motorist ran into the house and not banged on the door and got there and got all the people out to
safety.
You
don't see that every day.
No, probably never see it. I've never seen that in my life. Something gets struck by lightning and catch on fire, much less driving by it, much less it be a house that's right there. So kudos to him for doing that.
I saw an electric
what Transformer?
Transformer gets struck by lightning.
I've seen that.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy.
I saw my own house get struck by lightning from the inside. Ooh. We were in it.
Wow.
When we got, this was our second house after we got married.
And, you know, they always say, don't take a shower, don't wash dishes, or do anything with the water when there's a big lightning storm going on outside.
Because it conducts electricity.
Well, that and a lot of everything is grounded to the water pipes. That's why.
And that reminds me of the only joke I ever told you that you didn't get.
What?
I said, I told you the joke about the two guys that were out golfing, and it was thunder and lightning all over the place, and they still were playing through their round, and the guy hits the ball over next to where the pond is, and he's looking for his ball, and lightning and thunder and everything all over, and he looks out in the pond, and he goes, look at those two idiots out there fishing in the rain.
You know what?
You didn't get it. See, these two guys
I was having an off day.
Oh.
I had to have been having an off day because I get it, and how can I not get it? I get it now. If you said, look at those two FM DJs fishing in the rain, then okay. I do get it, and I was off that day, I guess.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Been married for about 35 years, and they're facing a very embarrassing and scary situation because the wife has been caught shoplifting in a grocery store. And now they're in court before the judge, and he's there supporting her. He's with her, let's put it that way, because he's her husband. So he's in the courtroom. And the judge says, before I realize you've pled guilty, ma'am, but before I give you your sentence, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on something. What did you steal again? She says, Your Honor, I stole a can of peaches. He says, I see. Why did you steal them? She says, I was hungry. He goes, No, I don't think so. I don't think you're that hungry. You don't look that hungry. You stole them because you're a thief. You're a thief. Don't know what else you stole, but you stole a can of peaches. Now, again, before I sentence you, I want to ask you a question. Do you know how many peaches were in that can? She says, I do know. Six. He says, all right. I hereby sentence you to 6 days in jail. He slams the gavel down. And her husband stands up and says, Your Honor, could I have a word? He says, okay, go ahead. He said, she also stole a can of peas.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Emergency bridge deck repair has an extra lane down westbound 64 on the Poplar Street Bridge. They hope to have that reopened by the morning rush. You've got accidents eastbound 64 at Jefferson and eastbound 64 at 3rd Street on the Illinois side. Westbound 64 jams at Grand. Solid eastbound 270 from 370 to a crash at New Florissant. And you've got volume westbound 44 Grand to Shrewsbury. Falls here, and so are the stylish lobby makeovers and fresh room designs at La Quinta. So if you're a business traveler looking for a bed to fall into this fall, go with the one that lets you win at business. Book now at LQ.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Television's Doug Vaughn here with another word about Ragazzi's. By now, you know all about the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls that you can have filled with any of your preferred beverages. I've told you about Ragazzi's fast steam table lunches for only $8.95 Monday through Friday. It's the best deal in town. Now I want to tell you that Ragazzi's is open daily at 8 a.m. with a full bar, full menu of all your favorite Ragazzi's dishes, and, of course, the Ragazzi's trademark fish bowls. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
What is a relationship red flag? Maybe your lover is spending more time texting than ever before? A new cell phone password, perhaps? Working later than ever? Less interested in the bedroom? These are all red flags, and if you need to know the truth, you may want to consider a private investigator. Hi, I'm Tim Woodburn. My firm has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. Gateway Investigations, when you need to know the truth. 238-1367, or visit us online, gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Gotta go fast so he won't get mad. Go to Dallas, Texas and check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other, east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards are always a good idea. Here he is. We're jumping right in. Mike Evans, everybody. All yours, Homer.
Our pop quiz, this theme this week are things you probably didn't know about your stars. Today, name the name of the star who is the editor of the Newton High School newspaper, won awards for not only being the editor, but the paper itself won the best high school newspaper in the state. Who's this editor? Tommy Chong, Tom Hanks, Steve Carell, Steve Martin. Answer in a minute. Scoopage is...
It's true.
St. Louis Bob Costas, once out of his NBC sports contract, rumor is he wants to run for public office. Bob Costas, is it true that Neil Young and Daryl Hannah are married?
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Good for him. I like her.
Got married last week, yeah. Several friends of Ben Affleck have gone out of their way to distance themselves from Ben and are now closer to the soon-to-be ex-wife, Jennifer Garner. These friends include Matt Damon, former fiancé, Jennifer Lopez, Joaquin Phoenix, and Ron Howard. Early movie review. We'll have more tomorrow. Opening today, Operation Finale. You know, I think a lot of movie critics are egomaniacs who consider themselves like know-it-alls, who believe that their job is picking films apart rather than just watching them like the rest of us. With that said, I loved Operation Finale while the majority of reviewers hated it. It's a true story. It's a real history. It's good guys win. Honesty, justice, solid acting, action, great script. I mean, how do you not like a movie like that? The story of Israeli agents tracking down Adolf Hitler's hatchet man, Adolf Eichmann, finding him. He killed over 600,000 Jews. They finally arrest him and take him back to be hung. Ben Kingsley and director Chris Wise Both deserve Oscar nominations. For me, Operation Finale, PG-13, 122 minutes, 3 stars.
And for anybody who may know nothing about history, true story.
Yeah, a great story. I mean, just amazing, tracking him down in Argentina and just the whole way it went down. Movie news, the main cast is now signed for the former Fox News president Roger Ailes biopic, who is a total scumbag, who sexually harassed just about every good-looking woman that worked at Fox News. John Lithgow will play Roger Ailes. Female reporters will be played by Margot Robbie,
yeah.
Charlize Theron,
yeah.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. We're running out of time, so and finally.
No, hold on.
You have two
full minutes if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was looking, didn't seem like I had any time at all left.
You got a couple minutes.
In a couple of minutes, well, I think we ought to take some time and talk about something a little controversial. How about that?
Yeah. All right. Bring it on.
Reminds me that some politicians who wanted to stop ATMs because it would take tellers' jobs away. That reminded me, I was reminded of that after hearing about this Cortez lady, who won in Staten Island.
Not familiar with her.
You know her, she's 26 years old, she won the primary runoff.
Yeah.
She put out a big statement complaining that it is not right that Uber has been allowed to stay in business because it's hurt. It has hurt taxi cab drivers.
Uber?
But then they found out that 80% of 80% of her transportation is Uber.
Yeah, she's a hypocrite, like so many others.
Well, it's like I said. I mean, ATMs, you have to let they wouldn't stop those. A lot of politicians try to stop those. It's progress.
Well, in that case, it didn't stop tellers. In Uber's case, they have crippled lots of taxi cab companies. But, like you said, sometimes things just change.
Well, it all started out because Russell Brand, who I know you can't stand, neither can I, he is going into politics, and one of his main themes is called Justice Now, and his first cause is demanding that the world boycott Hugo Boss clothing because they made uniforms for Nazis. But he also brags that he only drives Mercedes-Benz, which was a car designed for Adolf Hitler.
If that guy wins any office, I give up.
I would like to apologize on behalf of the United Kingdom for Russell Brand.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were
creating.
If
Russell Brand runs, I'm voting for Bob Costas.
Well, there you go. And finally now.
Okay. And now we're down to 30 seconds.
Who got an award for running the best high school newspaper in his state? Tommy Chong, Tom Hanks, Steve Carell, Steve Martin.
I'm going to go with Tommy Chong.
Steve Martin.
Man, I want to go Tommy Chong also because he's the least likely.
Exactly.
You stupid, ignorant. High school paper called The Lion's Roar. Newton High School, Massachusetts. The editor, Steve Carell. Sorry about that. Hey, we got a lot in. I was surprised we got a little more than I thought. Everybody have a great day. Movie reviews tomorrow and some surprises. I hope you can sleep tonight knowing that I have surprises tomorrow. Like I was saying.
Now, see, he stepped on my... That's where I was supposed to
sing. I know.
Yeah, and now Randy Newman is singing.
I know.
And I have to talk over his singing.
I know.
But that's okay. That's all right. It gives me time to say thank you so much for being with us. We're going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you will, too. Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour with free legal advice. Thank a police officer, please, every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says the White House is in communication with Canada to include the nation in the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement.
Canada's here right now. They were here till late in the evening. They came to see us. They wanted to meet us. They want to be a part of it.
Trump told the press in a roundtable event this afternoon that he's given Canada until Friday to decide if they wish to join in on the bilateral agreement. He says other U.S. trade deals are also in talks with China and the European Union. Crowds are gathering at Arizona's Capitol in triple-digit heat to pay their respects to Senator John McCain. An American flag drapes his coffin as his body lies in state in the Capitol Rotunda. A private ceremony was held this morning for the McCain family. The Los Angeles Unified School District is agreeing to shell out $22 million to settle a sexual assault case. The money will go to more than a dozen students abused by a youth services coach.